Hello, this is Gerard Crispin with Thought for the Day from the Bible. Today we're looking at Psalm 45, which I'm calling Jesus, Saviour, Lord and King. Here is Psalm 45. For the director of music, to the tune of Lilies of the Sons of Korah, a maskil, a wedding song. My heart is stirred by a noble theme, as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skilful writer. For you are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace, since God has blessed you for ever. Gird your sword upon your side, O mighty one. Clothe yourself with splendour and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously on behalf of truth, humility and righteousness. Let your right hand display awesome deeds. Let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. Let the nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, will last for ever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. All your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia, from palaces adorned with ivory. The music of the strings makes you glad. Daughters of kings are among your honoured women. At your right hand is the royal bride in gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughter, consider and give ear. Forget your people and your father's house. The king is enthralled by your beauty. Honour him, for he is your lord. The daughter of Tyre will come with the gift. Men of wealth will seek your favour. All glorious is the princess within her chamber. Her gown is interwoven with gold. In embroidered garments she is led to the king. Her virgin companions follow her and are brought to you. They are led in with joy and gladness. They enter the palace of the king. Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You will make them princes throughout the land. I will perpetuate your memory through all generations. Therefore the nations will praise you for ever and ever. Verse 1. Psalm 45 deals with a king and his bride at their wedding, but it is also messianic. It looks forward to the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the eternal Son of God. Limited time and space cause a brief summary and then some New Testament verses to fulfill some Jesus prophecies in Psalm 45. May our tongues write about our loving Lord and Saviour. Verses 2 to 12. The New Testament applies some of these verses to Jesus in Luke 4:22, Hebrews 1:8 and 9, Hebrews 4:12, Jude 25 and Revelation 1:16 and 6:2. They describe Jesus and his bride, the church. If you have repented and trusted Jesus through his death on the cross for you and your sins, you are part of his spiritual bride. It includes all people from all ages worldwide who have turned from sin and given Jesus their trust and love. This King of Kings so loved them to shed his blood and pay their sins' penalty on the cross. He entered their lives as their living Saviour and heavenly Bridegroom. The verses show his speech is anointed with grace, righteousness he loves and wickedness he hates. He is clothed in bright glory. He bears a sharp two-edged sword. His throne is forever. He is preeminent. He is joyful. His clothes carry the fragrant herbs used to embalm bodies. He makes his followers glad. Kings and the rich must honour him. He loves and values his spiritual bride. You? Verses 13 to 15. His bride is glorious and is with the King, Jesus. Joy and gladness are in the palace of the King, heaven. Verses 16 to 17. When fathers die, sons will go on remembering the King. The nations will praise him forever. Jesus is Lord. Now some verses about Jesus from the New Testament concerning Psalm 45. Luke 4:22. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Psalm 45 verse 2. Hebrews 4 verse 12. The word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Psalm 45 verse 3. Revelation 1:16. Out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining in all its brilliance. Psalm 45 verse 3. Hebrews 1 verses 8 and 9. But about the Son, he says, Your throne, O God, will last for ever and ever, and righteousness will be the sceptre of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. Psalm 45 verses 6 and 7. May God bless you.